Leptons? Are we really just the percolating of leptons and bosons, as philosopher of science Alex Rosenberg believes? Are we just matter, obeying the laws of physics? In our emotional lives, have we been for all this time nothing better than the humiliated lover of E.T.A. Hoffman's The Sandman, who falls in love with Olympia, a seductive piece of clockwork? For all these centuries, have our soulmates, as Notre Dame linebacker Manti Te'o called his electronically simulated girlfriend, been mere congeries of meat, wire, and chemical? Are our ideas best understood as gene-like memes, for which the most important consideration is not truth, but adaptive fitness? Is the best way to understand our social behavior by tagging it to genes? The selfish gene, the violence gene, the altruism gene, the compassion gene, the romance gene, etc. Most importantly, whether the neuroscientists are correct about all this or not, what are the social and political consequences of believing that they are correct or nearly so? So, I'd like to ask, in whose interests do these science popularizers and provocateurs write? And to what end? They would like us to think that their only interest is the establishment of knowledge. What I will suggest is that their claims are based upon assumptions, many of which are dubious, if not outright deluded, and that the kind of political culture their delusions support is lamentable. I say lamentable because it is too late to say dangerous. It's already here and well established. One thing that can be safely said is that these ideas are not entirely new, never mind the fact that part of the hype is that they are the cutting edge of scientific knowledge. The truth is that the fundamental assumptions of modern scientific culture are part of the ideological baggage of the Enlightenment. In his famous lectures on the roots of Romanticism in 1964, Isaiah Berlin expressed that ideology in this way. The view is that there is a nature of things such that if you know this nature, and know yourself in relation to this nature, and understand the relationships between everything that composes the universe, then your goals as well as the facts about yourself must become clear to you. About all these things, disagreement may occur, but that there is such knowledge, that is the foundation of the entire Western tradition. The view is that of a jigsaw puzzle of which we must fit in the fragments of a secret treasure which we must seek. The essence of this view is that there is a body of facts to which we must submit. Science is submission. Science is being guided by the nature of things, scrupulous regard for what there is, non-deviation from the facts, understanding, knowledge, adaptation. None of this would have been a surprise to Dostoevsky's spiteful underground man, exactly a century earlier, in the famous short story Notes from Underground in 1864. Then you say science itself will teach man that he never has really had any caprice or will of his own, and that he himself is something of the nature of a piano key or the stop of an organ, and that there are, besides, things called the laws of nature, so that everything he does is not done by his willing it, but is done of itself by the laws of nature. Consequently, we have only to discover these laws of nature, and man will no longer have to answer for his actions, and life will become exceedingly easy for him. All human actions will then, of course, be tabulated according to these laws, mathematically, like tables of logarithms, up to 108,000, and entered in an index. Or better still, there would be published certain edifying works of the nature of encyclopedic lexicons, in which everything will be so clearly calculated and explained that there will be no more incidents or adventures in the world. My claim in this book is that the message of neuroscience advocates is much the same as that of the so-called new atheists, and that the two should be considered together. The new atheists speak on behalf of science, just as the neuroscientists do, and the message of both camps is, submit, confess to the superiority of science and reason. But it is not only to evangelicals that this directs.